All right, hey guys, just to start today's episode, we wanted to address something from last episode. I think when we started this podcast, obviously we talk about very real stuff and there's always a risk there. I think we could have put an over or under on how long it would take us to have to make an apology. I would have put it at probably like 5 or 10 videos, but here we are at video 4, making our first apology for our first major, well, not a major, but a misstep. So yeah, pretty much I just want to say with the last video, we talked about some pretty serious stuff. And Joe's a really close friend of ours, and we've been through a lot with him. So, you know, when we looked at it, and we know his story, the intentions for it was to be a story of, you know, him reflecting and on some mistakes that were made in a difficult time of his life. And then it was, you know, in our eyes, it was a lot about how he got through that and how he moved on and how he grew as a person. And that was our goal with it. That was our intention. And I think for a lot of people, that's how it was received. And we got a lot of lovely messages from people that were like going through similar struggles and that really appreciated that story. So we're really happy about that. But unfortunately, what we didn't really take into account was that, you know, for some people, when you talk about something that's so serious like that in such a casual way, that's going to cause them distress. And that certainly was not our goal, but that was the outcome for some people. And so for that, we want to apologize. You know, for us, we don't have any experience in, well, none of us are journalism majors. We don't have any experience doing stuff like this. So, you know, when we talk about real stuff, I think that's going to be a risk. And I think in the future, you know, we can do a better job at making people aware that, you know, if we're going to be talking about stuff that's serious, and we can approach it perhaps in a better way. So pretty much, you know, for anyone that was, it did cause distress or any negative feelings at all. We do want to apologize for that. Certainly wasn't our intention going forwards. You know, we're still going to talk about real stuff because that's kind of the whole point of this show. Like, I don't think this show will exist if we're not talking about real stuff, but I think that we can do a better job. And so I think there's a big learning experience for us. And yeah, I think that's really all we want to say about it. We apologize. And yeah, hopefully it won't happen again, but yeah, we'll do our best. But yeah, back to the regular show. Let's go. Welcome back to Coffee Club, episode 4. Don't know why I was standing there. We have the regular cast, the regular ensemble of misfits next to me, George, Oliver. But today, finally,
after a long time of trying
after
to get
a lot of negotiation between our agents, we got Carlos on the show. I don't know how we landed this one. We literally tried to have him on the literally the first episode. But
he traveled all the way from his basement to be with us today. So
our most difficult guest to get on actually lives here.
Yeah. Oh, these are all loud. I don't know. I'm probably fine. But yeah, no, we tried to have him on the first episode and we really didn't know what we were doing. So our setup probably took like 40 minutes and we just kept messing up. So we had to keep like redoing it. And he was just like, screw you guys. I'm going to play some FIFA.
Wait, this was when Jordy was talking through the phone, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty annoying.
So luckily, we have Carlos on the pod. I know he's been requested. We'll get more into his whole life backstory and stuff. I mean, kind of. He's probably, you're not actually a guest. I feel like you're just like hopefully someone who's here like almost every week, maybe every second.
Yeah, it depends on my FIFA schedule. You know.
Very true. But first to start off today, we have some big announcements, some really big ones. First one, 4 mics. 4 mics.
We've done it. We've done it. We've actually hit the pinnacle of this.
Yeah,
this couch.
Yeah,
and we're maxed out actually because our connection doesn't take anymore.
So we've only got 4. That's it.
So that's pretty big because Ollie and George were sharing mics for the last 2, and I like watched both those episodes and I was just like, man, Morgan is talking way too much. Like that was my take, and so now these boys will be much more easily to jump in and talk, which will be a lot better. So that's very exciting.
Just giving the people what they want.
Yeah. They obviously want more, you know, Jordy and Ollie in their lives.
Wait, are these mics
more Jorge and Horbag?
Jorge and Horbag are coming in hot, red hot.
Honestly. Here, let me. I can't multitask. I need to put my coffee.
Yeah, just check out the 4th one. But second announcement.
All right, good.
We want to start trying to do Q&A at the end of these shows. So, put any questions that you have in the comments. we would like that to probably be a recurring segment.
Or DM us.
Or DM us, yeah. Any kind of communication to us.
How would that work, though? Because then this would have come out by the time they see
it. Like, we'll do it for the next episode.
The next episode. So we're establishing Q&A. Be as brutal as you want. Insult us. Anything spicy.
How's that a question?
That's not really a question.
All right. Send criticism to Ollie. Send questions to
No. You can have a question that's insulting. You can.
Like what?
I don't know. Like...
what's it like living with no ass?
Yeah. What's it like knowing that you're going to be a failure?
How do you guys run a podcast even though you guys are all fucking idiots?
There's many ways you can spice it up, but we'll see what you guys say.
Foreigners does it take to run a podcast?
Yeah, yeah.
At this point, three.
Minimum three.
Minimum three.
Four's
barely.
Four is better. Q&A, comment, whatever. Get the messages to us, and we'll start doing that at the end of the shows, hopefully. Next, this is an announcement. Today we're going to talk about the coffee that we're drinking. Jordy, you want to give a little?
Yeah, I'll do a brief summary. It's from a cafe called Miro in Zurich. So shout out to Jordan Donnelly, our man at On, for bringing some bags of coffee. We're going to get into this later, right?
Yeah.
We'll talk about the people and what happened last week. Basically, there was a cafe in Zurich that we lived at for a few days.
Yeah, we literally lived there. We spent so much time at that cafe.
This was the coffee they served there.
Yeah.
It's brilliant. And really nice coffee.
Tastes so good.
Really good coffee.
We had a couple of bags brought to us last week.
From Zurich.
Made in Zurich even.
This is Mexico. This is
right here.
These beans.
Wait, so actually?
These are Mexican beans.
And we've got a Mexican on the pod.
This is perfect. Yeah.
This is perfect, actually.
It's a sign from the universe.
It all aligns beautifully.
Yeah, we had an On Summit this past week, which we'll talk about more, but that's where that came from, straight from Zurich, which was sweet. And so I think we would like to, like, this is the coffee club. If anyone does want to send us bags of coffee, we will sell out our souls in a second for free coffee, and we will shout you guys out. Little sponsorship, but not really a sponsorship. I guess we are kind of like, we're very open to sponsors. We got one in the works right now with a undisclosable company. All I can say is they
divulge that. Yeah,
they sell beans. What type of beans?
Oh yeah.
What type of beans?
Midwest beans.
I don't know.
We could try ground.
See how they go.
We could try.
I'm down with beans. Like, I love them.
I'm down with beans. I love beans. But so if someone does want to send us stuff, send one of us a message and we'll send you our address, because we probably won't just like put that out to the public unless you send us a message, and then we will put it out. So
do we have souls to sell though? I feel like we don't have souls.
I think I already sold mine.
I sold mine when I signed my contract with Under Armour.
I pretty much sold mine when I agreed to go to Best Buy a couple days ago. But we'll get into that.
Yeah. So
I pretty much sold my soul.
So those are our announcements, and now in seamless fashion we'll transition into the actual show. I was listening back, and I think I said this on episode 0.
Which is not soon,
or maybe episode 1 I said this, but I think we do take for granted. I think this was episode 1. We take for granted like people knowing us and stuff. Like someone might stumble upon our podcast, either YouTube or Spotify, whatever, and they might have no idea who we are. So I thought I would take this opportunity for us to kind of introduce ourselves a little more and what we're about. And I would like it to kind of be a recurring part of the show that like we're also... like we have people on, but also we're like sharing our own lives as it's happening. So I think that'd be pretty cool. So why don't we start with just a little like brief, not too long, about like On and why we're all here. Someone want to take that?
Okay.
Big picture stuff.
So yeah. On Running is a shoe company, and it's kind of, I'd say, like high-end luxury shoe company.
We can skip that.
We can skip that. You gotta let me go.
I said quick version.
Okay, quick version.
Athletic Club. Let's go to On Athletic Club.
On started a professional running track and field group in Boulder, Colorado, and they signed 8 original members. From that, it was 3 of us. So Carlos from Mexico, Jose, George Beamish from the sheepland of New Zealand, and myself, Ollie Hall, from Australia. And then we were able to
the other guy, Joe Klecker, obviously.
Joe Klecker. And then we have four lovely women. We have, originally, Leah Farland, Emily Oren, Alicia Monson from Wisconsin as well. Shout out, Wisco. And Alicia Konacek from Poland.
Yep.
And then we added on a couple more members. Do you want to go through those, Morgan?
So, yeah, then the group has been around for about a year. So then at about the one-year mark. Why is that funny? You might want to know. It's because someone...
Group's listening to your old.
So Ollie went through a phase where, like, I think every single conversation he would slip that in there somehow. Like, someone asked, like, oh, how's the group going? It's just like, well, we're less than a year old and we're doing so well. So,
but we were.
You're not wrong.
How am I wrong? You guys are laughing.
You're not wrong. I'm wrong. You're not wrong.
I was right.
It was just a funny time to be alive and be around you. Because we just heard that phrase like 20 times a day.
It was my catchphrase.
Yeah, it was good. But yeah, this year they added, on the women's side, they added Sage and Carmela, who... Carmela's from Spain via Oregon. Wait, would it be? Yeah.
Yeah. She went to Oregon.
And yeah. Then Sage is obviously originally from New York, but then went to CU. So, and then also myself. I didn't say myself. I also got added to the team. And that's the team now. And that's why we're here. And it's been really cool. It's been really fun so far. So that's our brief like reason why we're here. We're based here in Boulder, or really, like, we live in Gumbau and our gym's in Gumbau, so a lot of our stuff is really around here, like 10 minutes
training
away
as well.
Yeah, so that's us. And then
if you wanted more information, go to the website. Has all the info on it. If you
actually the links are down below.
They're probably not.
Like and subscribe.
Another funny thing is, like, when I watch through the podcast, because I normally like export the video and then I watch it, which you should probably watch it before you've like finally exported it, because I'm too lazy to go back and change anything at that point. And there's like in every episode there's like at least one time where I'm like, oh yeah, I'll put this up on the screen, and then I never put it up or do anything about it. So that's been fun. So yeah, link in the description, but actually like probably not. So yeah, that's us. And now why don't we get to know each other on a more individual level? We can kind of catch up, like, you know, our stories briefly. Carlos, you're like the new one today, so I feel like we should start with you. Do you want to give yourself a little backstory and then kind of just like what's happening with you right now?
So I'm Carlos Villarreal. Villarreal.
Ooh, that's sexy. That's so sexy. Ooh.
I'm originally from Mexico, northern Mexico, the state of Sonora. But
Gus smells terrible
Sonora
this morning.
Yeah, he needs a bath. Gus is here today. He might not be on camera, but he's underneath the table. He'll probably make an appearance at some point.
Yeah. Anyways, I'm from the state of Sonora. I went to the University of Arizona. Yeah, that's... I mean, what else?
You're like mid-D. What'd you run for the 1500 in
college? I ran 337.22 against this man right here. Outleaned me at the line.
Battled.
We battled it
you
out.
Fell over.
I did fall over.
You got pushed over.
Yeah, he got pushed over.
I had booty lock.
I don't know what happened, but he fell over. Yeah, it wasn't...
All right, I'll put up a picture of that finish here.
Yeah, you probably won't. And yeah, I'm a 1500, 800 meter runner. Yeah.
You did something pretty cool though before signing. What was that? You won something pretty
cool. Oh yeah. I won Pan American Games in the 1500 meters, which was pretty tight. Champion. First time representing Mexico.
Yeah.
First time. So and now not the last time.
Now you've been a pro for a year and you've had like a pretty like up and down year.
Yeah. Basically very up and down.
Yeah.
A lot of injuries, unfortunately, but when I managed to find a little bit of fitness, I got pretty fit. But yeah, it's just managing injury at this point, and we'll see where we go from here. Everything's looking good right now.
Yeah.
Knock on wood.
No, I mean, like, that's the reality of, like, being a pro runner. See, this is one thing about pro running which is hard, is that as soon as you're a pro, you're in the deep end, and that's that. Like, you're compared to, like, the best of the best straight away. And especially when you have teammates like Ollie and Joe, like, that's kind of, like, what you're going to be compared to. Whereas if you go into college, you know, it's like when you're a freshman, the expectations are that you're a freshman. Like, you can still do amazing things as a freshman. Like, this isn't an exact analogy, but... I mean, our contracts are what, like 4 years or something?
Yeah.
So, like, you don't, obviously, you want to be killing it straight away, but a progression is actually probably normal, you know? I mean, I'm saying that hoping for that, because I have not had a great, my 2 years as a pro have been quite underwhelming. So, I'm hoping to also progress through the rest of my contract and do better. But as well as the running, what else? We're going to talk about something else that's also going in our lives. And for you, I think it'd be interesting to talk about your recently working with a nutritionist.
Oh, yeah.
Which is pretty exciting.
Very, very exciting. So, yeah, recently I've, you know what, been managing a lot of injuries. So I was like, screw it. I'm going to do every little thing possible to get myself to Eugene. And it's going to start with nutrition. I can't keep eating like Oliver. Like, I just already accepted that. I tried doing that.
Carlos is the other big DoorDasher in our house. Between him and Ollie, they're doing wonders.
Keeping for that company.
Yeah, we kept DoorDash in business during the pandemic. It was actually kind of crazy. Yeah. But
shout
yeah,
out so for I'm, sponsorship. Sponsorship DoorDash.
DoorDash, I know sponsorship. You're watching.
It'd be hashtag good for the sport.
But yeah,
not good for Carlos.
That would be the worst thing possible.
We were just describing how that's not the plan anymore.
Yeah, so I'm now still working with the nutritionist.
We will sell our souls out for anything.
I'm going to go on to a very strict diet. We'll see how strict. But yeah, that's the plan right now. I got to go grocery shop right after this and get a bunch of ingredients that I have no idea what they are because, like, I've never seen them. Or
yeah,
you've never seen them.
I'm going to be asking, like,
do they even exist?
What's a tomato?
Yeah, where do I find this?
What are you going to do if she tries to make you eat a raw tomato?
I already told her, like, we had the consultation. And I was like, she asked, is there anything you won't eat? And I was like, raw tomatoes. Like, I'd quit
I want to make Eugene, but also like if I need to eat a raw tomato,
no chance.
Not like that bad.
Yeah. So yeah, that's what's going on with me.
That'll be cool. It's nice that it kind of makes your life easier because like she's got a meal plan for you, so you literally don't have to think. You just do exactly.
Yeah,
what
exactly.
She says.
You just kind of just follow it blindly, and she basically just counts however many. I don't know, based on like the kind of runner I am, she kind of calculated everything and what you need. This is what you're going to, I guess, need to run at your best.
Yeah.
What if someone bribed her to give you the worst meals possible?
Honestly, I'm pretty sure that what I was eating
just saying,
before.
Wait, what do you mean by worst meals? Because isn't that what he wants to eat?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No,
yeah,
no, like worst meals, like just like really complicated meals to make and like really, really healthy and like ingredients you wouldn't like. What if someone accidentally gave her some money to like give you the really bad meal plans? What happens if that happened?
Well,
how would you deal with that?
Is that what you're saying?
No, it's just, you know, sometimes things can happen. Oh, I slipped.
Well,
so what are you going to do when we order crumble tonight? Are you just like not going to eat one?
It starts tomorrow, bro.
Oh, baby. Wait, DoorDash tonight. Let's go.
I don't know how many days you're going to say this word.
I heard
this
like 2 weeks ago.
I thought your last go out was last night.
And then last night, this is the logic. He's like, man, like my nutrition plan starts tomorrow, so I better eat something especially unhealthy tonight. So then I
ordered KFC. Yeah.
So then I'm not craving it anymore. Which
well, no, I couldn't order crumble yesterday. It was closed. Like, what am I supposed to do? You know,
this is true.
So
it's good self-awareness, honestly.
So I'll just enjoy those chocolate chip cookies tonight, and after that, I'm in the doghouse. Yeah.
Shout out to Crumble, man. Let's get a Crumble sponsor.
Yeah, Crumble. Wait,
Jordy, how do you feel?
Ollie and Morgan ate so much Crumble before the Olympics. We went on a phase of ordering it like,
we ordered
three times
12
a week.
Packs.
But the thing is,
we hadn't ordered as much since the Olympics.
Jordy,
you guys were literally running on Crumble.
Jordy, remember we'd order like three of us separately would order and not tell anybody else, thinking that we're ordering it for everyone, and then we ended up with like three boxes of Crumble.
The rest of us would order like a reasonable number, like maybe four.
Wait, you mean you ordered a reasonable
number?
No, this
is wait,
what are you
Ollie.
About?
Ollie would order 12.
A dozen every time.
Well, you guys get hungry. You're athletes. You need to eat.
Well, they would never.
Look how skinny you guys are.
They're big cookies, man.
You're so skinny.
Ollie only orders the fun food.
Yeah, okay, then Ollie would always order a freaking sugar cookie, which no one wanted. And then he
wouldn't
even eat it.
I love the sugar cookie.
He wouldn't even eat it.
You don't.
I do, I
eat it.
No,
I'm throwing out.
You know you can eat a cookie later, like save it for later.
Well, remember that one time I ordered 4 boxes of the chocolate chip cookies and nobody wanted them? So.
Yeah, because it's chocolate chip, bro. It's boring.
What, you don't like chocolate chip cookies?
Chocolate chip's the best.
Yeah, but they're boring.
You ordered.
If you're ordering crumble, you order.
And those single cookies showed up.
And it wasn't even chocolate chip.
That was the depressing. That was depressing.
Open the door and it's a tiny pink box.
I was so excited too.
Yeah.
We were
hyped for
cookie
that.
Cookie or something. I don't know. I was pissed.
That was such a letdown. All right, so that's Carlos in a nutshell.
Yep.
Ollie, what's going on in your life these days? Where do we begin?
Where do we begin with my life?
Yeah. Gosh. Well, let's just go with the simple thing because I feel like for you it's like running, tick, going very well. I mean, you're coming back from a break now, and you're
what break?
Had a pretty solid progression.
What break?
Couple days.
4 days off.
Ollie raced for like a year straight.
No, I took 4.
He only got like a 5-day break, so he was pretty salty about that. But what are you gonna do?
I can't argue.
Yeah, you gotta
really can't.
Coach's orders, man. coach's orders. So running's going good. Took a trip to Best Buy. Was it yesterday or 2 days ago?
No, it was one of those days where I thought, you know what's going to buy happiness? Buying stuff. So I went to
retail therapy.
Ollie's
going through a rough time in his...
No, honestly, I'm doing great. I'm doing great. No, so can we not talk about my love life?
I didn't mean to bring it up.
To be fair, though, I did want to get a new TV, and then Ollie said, you want to go to Best Buy? And I asked him, are you going to get a new TV? And he's like, I'm thinking about it. And I was like, well, I want to get a new one. So then we both got 65-inch TVs.
Well, this is what happened. This is the issue.
Let me explain it. So my running's going well. Social life's going great with these guys. Let's not talk about love the other side.
We'll talk about love life later.
We went to Best Buy and I was looking at TVs, and typical Ollie fashion, the nicest one I looked at, which was the OLED LG TV, it was on sale, $700
off.
Honestly,
it was my idea for you to get the 65-inch.
And you were looking at another 65-inch that was very nice too. So we got those TVs, and then I bought some more Sonos speakers for the house, because you never know if we're going to need any more Sonos speakers. I bought a subwoofer, which is coming in the mail tomorrow. And I bought Air Max headphones, a lot of music-based
and
stuff.
And then an Xbox controller.
I think
we have talked about this on the podcast before, saying that Best Buy is like your kryptonite, where it's like exactly that, where you're like, Carlos is like, oh, I kind of want a TV. And you're like, oh, yeah, I kind of want a TV. And then you walk out with like $5,000 worth of electronics.
I walk out with the TV and usually just the TV. He walked out with
the TV. To be fair, you have a lot of
like,
TVs.
Huh?
You have a lot of TVs as well.
I just have two big ones.
But include monitors.
Two little ones.
Wait, where are the little ones?
One person equals one TV.
Oh, I mean,
and two TVs.
On, they're monitors.
They're not TVs.
They're not TVs.
But now you have three TVs because you just replaced one of them.
Well, that one I'll probably like give away. I'll give it to like
doesn't
some
count.
So that, what,
it
that doesn't,
doesn't
count.
Count.
It doesn't count. You know?
Well, I have now two TVs and a monitor.
And like 12 pieces of Sonos.
And 12 pieces of Sonos kit. Like we could literally have the best home theater system.
We're pretty sure that the Best Buy people in Boulder and Longmont have a photo of Ollie behind the desk.
And then it says, please sell. Please sell this man.
So that
stuff.
When he walks in, they just target him. Because they know.
This is what they do. They know that no matter what the price of it is, if they tell him it's $500 off, he'll buy it. So it could be like $10,000.
Hey,
but if it's $500 off,
okay,
he'll buy it.
They actually just raised the retail price.
To defend myself on the bare minimum, I would do that 100%. But I did check the TV and it was down
$700 off.
Yeah,
so
it was.
If you didn't buy it, you would have lost $700.
Wait, you're telling me that?
No,
TV
I lost a lot more than that. But
you're telling me that TV was actually like $2,500?
Supposed to be.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Nice.
Damn. So
it's paper thin too, which is tight, because when you walk into my room, you can't really see it. Then all of a sudden,
just
you just like
flex.
Turn the angle. It's like, oh,
it's just a big flex.
That's going to be real tight moving out.
Yeah, we're all good. I'm just joking. Yeah, we're good.
Well, the other effect that has had on our life now, which provides some comedy, especially for Morgan and I.
Oh, yeah.
So, just in the city, Morgan and I out here this morning watching a little bit of the marathon, which we'll get to, making coffee and breakfast. And we hear the door down the hall open, and out walks Ollie in his dressing gown with an English bulldog at his feet and a pair of AirPod Maxes over his head at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Man, those AirPod Maxes are something.
Struts out.
I'm not strutting. I am literally hobbling out.
I'm hobbling out
and eating coffee.
It was hobbling.
I wake up
ignores
this morning.
Ignores everyone else. In
don't
the
don't you think I noticed that you guys are snickering?
I wake up this morning
just dying.
Yeah, you guys are laughing at me.
No,
like,
I wake up.
What do you want me to do?
It was hilarious.
I went to the living room, and then Morgan and Jordy are like, "You should go upstairs and take a look." So I walk upstairs and I see Ollie at his tiny ass phone like this, with the AirPods Max and Gus like right next to him. I'm like, oh my
dude,
god,
those AirPod Maxes, I'm just wondering, like, they just look like they look kind of dorky right now. But
I cannot take Ollie seriously.
But the thing is,
you've never been able to take me seriously. What's this changing? This is not changing anything.
I don't know. Ollie's just maybe ahead of the curve, because I feel like when AirPods came out, they looked kind of dorky, and now it's just like cool, like they're just normal. So maybe it'll be the same with, I don't think it will.
I don't think I'm wearing them to be cool. I'm wearing them because they sound amazing. And it also blocks out the garbage that comes in the morning of you two freaking pestering me and snickering, because I'm trying to live my best life with my best friend Gus.
Understandable.
Yeah. So understandable. You know what? I'm giving you guys some morning comedy. What I'm doing is actually giving you something to laugh at.
We appreciate it.
I'm sacrificing my own self-esteem for you guys to have a good morning. So you're welcome.
Thanks, brother.
Thanks, bro.
All right. Moving on to George. What's happening, bro?
Honestly, not a lot. The only thing I've changed, I've been inspired by Morgan's bedtime routine. So I've been turning the lights off at 10 o'clock the last three nights.
You're preemptively saying that because you know that we're going to criticize you for not watching a movie with us last night.
Yeah, wow. That's true. I told him too. I was like, you're going to come watch that movie with us?
And he's like, described what's it about? As a scary movie. I don't watch.
Well, I don't want to lie to you.
I don't watch scary movies.
So we watched Spiral last night, which is the new Saw movie. It was all right.
It was pretty good. It wasn't scary.
But it was just all the boys down there. Minus George. Minus George.
Well, it would have been all the boys.
Yeah, if you'd showed up.
Oh my, that's disgusting, Gus.
Oh, dude, he ripped his face apart. Jesus. No, show the face. Soggy. Show the face like that. Oh,
Gus, shit. What'd you do, bro?
Gus, that's gross, bro. That's getting out of here.
Right.
Oh, don't.
Now he's going to chase that. It. All right, Gus, welcome to the podcast.
Just threw it.
That's all that's really going on.
Well, we can talk about, running wise, you've been doing really well. As well, you entered the season on a high, and I feel like you're just kind of keeping that rolling, keeping that momentum. Consistent training, being healthy is pretty big for you.
Thanks, boys. Good summary. Yeah,
no, okay.
we're week one.
Look at this beard, though.
Survived week one.
Huh?
You guys notice this beard?
Full training.
Yeah. What the hell?
Well, these little beards are sneaking up on us. I didn't even notice it.
Look at that little thing. Oh yeah, it's looking kind of nice.
You look so like New Zealander.
You look like Bank, actually.
You and Bank look so New
Yeah,
Zealand.
I was watching an interview with Bank. You look exactly the same.
You guys noticed mine?
Damn.
No, I didn't.
You have to stand pretty close.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah, Carlos.
It's 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, that has been important. I've been running since like April, and I took a break after Fifth Ave, which I didn't run. And that was like the first break I've ever taken.
You just let Gus go, man.
That.
Get your ass out of
Gus is in a headlock right now.
And I don't think I ever took a break at NAU that wasn't just like forced on me.
Yeah.
Because I just would take a bunch of time off getting hurt. So that was fun.
Yeah, that's a good feeling, man. I'm on the opposite end of that. Dude, I'm coming back from... So what's going on in my life? I'm coming back from like 2 months off after the Olympics. And it is brutal. Like, I'm so unfit right now, which is, I guess, how you want to be coming back from an injury. So then you're not, like, doing too much when your body's not ready. But it is absolutely painful. But, yeah, so I am back running, like, 3 days a week on the Ultra G, 3 days a week and 1 day off. But I'm up to running, like, 7 or 8 miles a day. So it's going all right. I am a little bit sad that I don't get to train with the boys because these guys are getting into workouts right now. Like, yesterday you guys had a progression run.
We had a progression round.
We did.
Ollie, what did Ollie do?
Had a regression.
Ollie had a no progressed and then regressed.
The bell curve run.
A bell curve.
Any comments, Ollie?
We only make fun of Ollie for this because he's really super fit and runs.
Because he could just crush at any point he wants.
Yeah. I think what I did was hashtag good for the sport. So
how so?
Because I gave you guys the gauge of someone and to really hate. Why did you go too hard in the middle and then die in the end? So
were you guys together you guys the whole time?
Huh?
No.
Or he dropped you?
No, he just took off. Yeah.
And then he came back.
Yeah. Joe got me.
Oh, that's amazing.
Joe got me with a mile to go.
You weren't there. You didn't see it. Yeah, it was
Joe got me with a mile to go, and then Jordy almost got me.
So you just like took off on everyone?
Well, no, I just kept the same pace because...
You kept the same pace?
No, he didn't.
No, he died.
Not based on the watch.
It felt like I kept the same pace.
No, you look bad out there. Like, Ritz was like, what the hell is he doing? And I was like, how fast are you guys
going?
Only thing Ritz said at the start was to stay together.
What was your thought process when you took off from everyone?
Well, it was kind of surging a little bit, and then they just slowed down a lot, and I just didn't.
Did they slow down?
No, we didn't. We literally...
No. Carlos's fourth mile was his fastest mile.
Actually, no. Yeah.
That was after Ollie.
We were supposed to start at 5:30. First mile, 5:21. I was like, oh, shit, here we go. And then after that, 5:11. And on my watch, I had 5:03, 5:02.
And
so at that time, Ollie was like 15 seconds ahead.
Yeah, at that time, Ollie was like, probably ran a 4:50 or something. Dang. He didn't have a watch to Ollie. His defense.
And then went back to like...
That's not a defense, really.
I mean, you did...
I did apologize to you guys because I did mess up the workout. But I guess I'm not... I'm notoriously bad at my pace, like pacing, like... I'm just really bad at pacing stuff.
So it's just too fast.
Moral story is, we joke about it because it didn't really matter. It was the first workout of the year.
Yeah.
It does matter. Like, this
it really
is it.
Doesn't matter.
It's all over.
My career's over.
Honestly. So, yeah. Hopefully, I'll be back with the boys soon. What else is going on in my life? I shaved my legs.
yesterday for the first time in about 6 years.
I don't know if came out. I came out to get breakfast this morning. I'm like, who's this sexy girl around the sink?
I don't know if that's going to be
honestly. Honestly, your calves are up there with Jordy's.
Nah, they're not that good. Let's not go that far. Come on. But yeah, I used to shave my legs when I was in high school for probably more of an aesthetic reason. This time it's because like a lot of the masseuses just like rip out my hair because I got pretty hairy legs, obviously. So and also the aesthetic reasons. But hopefully, yeah, we'll see if I keep it going. I don't know. It's kind of fun. I feel like I got chick's legs, which is kind of cool. But yeah, that's kind of it. Moving on, the next thing I think we should talk about. Well, okay, I forgot to write this down in the notes, but obviously we should talk about the marathons, right?
Yeah, that was going
to
be a topic.
Yeah, I forgot to write that down.
Yeah.
Well, we're not the best fans of the sport, but yesterday Chicago happened, this morning Boston happened, and we have like personal connections to the people that race, so we'll talk about that. Okay, this is my thing. Are we bad fans of the sport, or is the sport just like suck to follow?
I definitely don't think we're bad fans. I think we just don't have...
I don't know. I think I'm a pretty bad fan of the sport.
Yeah. I just feel like we don't have what we need to be fans of the sport. Like, I don't think the coverage was good at Boston. I think it was pretty bad.
No, I'm just saying that because I'll wake up at like 6 a.m. to watch a soccer game, but I won't wake up at 6 a.m. to watch like...
Wait, you didn't watch 1 second of Boston this morning?
I did. What are you talking about? Ollie. Oh, yeah.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
I watched it on my phone.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Where was it broadcast?
Huh? NBC?
Was it?
Checkmate.
So the boys were all watching.
To be fair, I didn't know you guys are downstairs. I had my fucking clown glove thingies on my, what are they called?
Yeah, gloves.
The Air Max things on. So I wasn't really listening to any of you guys. I only watched a bit of it.
Okay, let's test if Ollie actually watched Boston. What happened?
Oh, yeah.
this American guy from Brooks. What's his name?
I don't know. You tell me.
Albertson? Yeah. I really don't want to butcher his name. But he kind of went for it. He did an ollie. He went for it like pretty early. Oh yeah, I'm not gonna gas myself up that much. Yeah. He went for it pretty early. His 10K split was something kind of crazy. I think it was like
I think it's just normal.
Wasn't it like 30?
I think he did go out pretty quick.
He went out quick, but then he kind of extended his lead. He had like almost like a minute 40.
I think he had even 240, more than that, yeah.
240. Well, and then he kind of got caught by the field. And then I think there was like 15 of a closing field, but like none of them were American. And then I'm really bad with names. Colin Benny was the first American in.
Yeah.
And then...
where did he come in the race?
I actually
can't remember.
Eighth,
yeah. For sure.
211 you ran?
Wait, I thought it was 7.
14?
211. So they both ran 211. Those two guys ran 211. He rallied back. Albertson, I don't want to put your name, but
CJ.
CJ, he rallied back and ran pretty well considering how hard he went at the start.
Yeah.
And...
All right, you passed the test.
All right, we get it. You watched it. Honestly, though, before we continue, shout out to our boy Harvey Nelson. Harvey, if you're watching this, you ran great, bud. Nice work.
So he was what American? Fourth, fifth?
Fifth American, 214 something.
46, with, I believe. 47, something.
In his first marathon with a bathroom break.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Wait, that wasn't his first marathon.
Was it a pee or a poo?
What, yeah, it was.
Didn't he even try? I'll text him.
You should text him.
Yeah, he was injured.
Because if it's a poo, it's very impressive.
It was.
It was a poo.
It was a poo.
Confirmed. Poo.
All right.
I was coming to Boulder in a few weeks, so maybe we'll get him on here.
Well our connection with Harvey is he's from Tucson, so I raced him quite a lot in high school, and we're just good friends. We'll train together when I'm in Tucson, and he's there, and he went to NAU and he was...
Yeah.
We hopped up on the last pod.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay, my bad.
If you'd listened to the last goddamn pod, you'd know that.
Carlos hasn't listened to any
of those. I listened from afar.
He can hear it from the
basement. I actually do think you're a bad fan now. You're a bad fan of the sport. You don't even listen to our pod.
Did I not say I'm a bad fan of the sport?
He did.
Yeah, no, I'm agreeing with you now. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So, like, this is the thing. I literally don't even know who won Boston Marathon today.
It was a Kenyan.
Kipruto, I don't...
Yeah, 209.
Oh, it was a Kenyan, not an Ethiopian. That's cool.
So Boston happened this morning. Well, on the women's
side, is that you can't watch people like Harvey run.
Yeah,
like they just film the lead guy.
Well, for CJ Albertson,
CJ Albertson got some great camera time.
Yeah. That was the one thing. Like, this is probably really bad comparison. You guys can roast me about it, but you know how you like when you watch the Tour de France.
It's right? A pretty good comparison.
So Tour de France, they have different cameras in different sections of the race. And you can watch like the leading pack, the peloton. You can watch like different parts of a race.
That's
like
that is no, that's pretty good comparison.
Like yeah, in a marathon, saying, in a marathon, you're only watching the leading pack, and you might like be watching just the leading pack of the men, but you're not watching the women, also and then the everything changes. Saying,
like yeah. how far each pack is back in the tour.
Yeah, the tour does a really good job with that.
There's a lot of storylines yeah. in a race, and you want to be able to show them all, but they don't do a great job at the moment with like running.
See, that's the fan engagement for that is terrible. It needs to
the live results too. Like you cannot actually the live results are terrible. We were trying to figure out where some of our friends were, and it just shows like the top 10 in the race, and then whatever top.
You could probably look them up individually.
Well, you can, but you can't really see like.
Yeah, but then you can't see that and reference anything else.
Yeah,
that's a good point. So, yeah, that was Boston this morning. Women's side.
We would like to be better fans of the marathon, but it's hard.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I think we'll get better fans as we progress through our age of
maybe
running.
I mean, maybe the fact that we're pro runners makes it harder as well. Maybe it's more of like a if you're younger to either.
I would assume that would make it easier, right?
I don't know though, like because I don't follow. Okay, I don't
so
follow.
Let's say you're a casual fan of the marathon. Like if you're trying to follow along with the results and you know one of your someone.
That it you makes know, you more invested in it, but the issue with it, like if a lot of our friends aren't in like that leading pack, we're not gonna have any information.
Well, what about this difference? Like we spend like. Already so much of our day thinking about running, so like in terms of like having an outlet, like that's probably not going to be like more running stuff. Whereas if you're like someone who like works a full-time job and runs, then like being a fan of the sport might be your outlet
because you have other interests,
if that makes sense. Whereas out
that makes sense actually.
I don't see that's why that might be part of it. I don't know. The women's side, shout out to Edna Kiplagat.
Yeah, that was
Gus
sick.
Is about to knock down the
don't know her, but she is.
She trains at the track a lot where we train.
No, he's about to knock down the connector thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just be careful of that.
She's here in Boulder and she's like.
Gus, go play with that.
Old as heck.
She's a mother too, right?
I probably shouldn't have said that. She's not that old. She's like 41, 42.
She's killing it at 41.
Yeah. And, I mean, that's pretty amazing.
She's, yeah, incredible work.
One of the Boulder based people.
Yeah.
In the Chicago Marathon. Who's that girl?
In the.
Wait, who?
Oh, Emma Bates.
That's right.
Emma Bates did great.
Someone on this podcast has a big crush on Emma Bates. I won't say who it is. It's a little secret. I won't tell who it is. But someone here has a big crush on her. So, I also love Emma Bates. We were briefly teammates, and she's just a lot of fun. So, shout out to Emma Bates.
Congratulations.
What'd you run? 224?
Yeah,
224.
Also, because a week earlier,
she was here at the Met Gala.
OEC Gala.
Yeah.
Making her drinks, having a great time. Love and that. Obviously, as you can tell, she was definitely ready to race in Chicago. So.
She showed up in her outfit was like she incorporated these gloves.
Yeah, that's pretty
sick.
Went
up to like her elbows, and basically, I was like, oh, why are you wearing those? She's like, oh, I have Chicago next week, and I don't want to get sick.
Mm.
Which was genius because she didn't get sick and she killed it. So
yeah. Congratulations. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's.
On the men's side of Chicago, there wasn't as much depth on the American side. Mr. Galen Rupp won.
You mean Gallen?
Gallen.
Gallen.
Gallen Rupp won.
Carl's can't get past calling him Gallen because of the way it's spelled.
It's G-A-L-E-N.
Gallen.
Gallen.
Yeah. How would you spell Galen?
G-A-Y?
Y-L-Galen.
Galen or Gay with an I, Len.
It's hard to debate against that logic.
Right?
There you go.
Yeah, but the English language is also just
okay.
Really
so when you were playing Assassin's Creed?
Yeah.
Yesterday, one of the characters' name was what? It was like.
Abel.
No. It's something that I was like, wait a minute. It was like Galen.
Oh yeah, but it was Galen.
It was Galen.
It was Galen, but it was spelled G A L I double N.
Yeah, and then it was Galen.
That's more clearly Galen.
That's Galen because of the two N's.
Yeah.
Wait.
Like that's Galen.
I know, but the beginning is the same.
What was your first language?
Is it
Spanish?
There you go.
Nah, you have a fair point.
You got a good point though, because I looked at it and I didn't hear it before I looked at it, I'd probably say Gallon.
This is like how good of fans of the sport we are. Like we talk about this stuff, but we like rather than actually talking about stuff that's like
we just go to someone's name.
Sport,
we argue about how to pronounce someone's name.
But I find this interesting. Galen Rupp, obviously, like extremely polarizing figure in this sport. Like a lot of people. Love him. A lot of people hate him. I feel like, and I would be interested to get your guys' comments on this. I feel like the needle is for some reason going towards more people liking him. I don't know if that's just like me, like being on Instagram and just seeing like certain pages, like giving him a lot of love that like maybe I thought previously wouldn't have, But I think things are going in his favor right now.
Well, apparently he had a good interview a few days ago before the marathon.
I think I watched that interview. Was it sitting in a couching area?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. The interesting thing with him is he doesn't have a social media presence. For a guy that like a lot of people know in the running world, he does not have social media.
Honestly, he gives me massive Tom Brady vibes.
Yeah, but that's what you don't.
Kisses his children on the lips.
Does he kiss his children on the face?
Tom Brady?
No, Tom Brady does, but does Galen?
I don't know.
Well, our coach, Dathan, was a teammate of Galen's. So, you know, we don't know Galen personally. We've never hung out with him, so we don't know everything. But yeah, I think you're right, Morgan. It seems to be pushing towards people liking him. And I mean, he's out in the middle of nowhere in American marathon running right now. Like, I don't think anyone's really near him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I get massive Tom Brady.
Yeah, like, he's just so much better.
People either love Tom Brady
or hate Tom Brady. Yeah, I can
that
see
makes
that.
A lot of sense. And well, yeah, he's just been around for so long, just been so dominant.
Exactly. Yeah, and I mean Brady.
He turns up. And shout out to Reed Fisher, who's also in Boulder, 2:14. He was ninth in his first major. It was his first major because I think
second marathon.
Oh, yeah, second marathon ever, but first
major.
Major. Congratulations. That's an awesome run for him.
It's great for
Tim Mangai. Runs around here. We're all mates.
Good job, Reed. Let's get you on the podcast.
So
we can fight. So we can fight. Because I have beef.
Oh, yeah.
I have a lot of beef.
You got some beef with
that we need to talk on the podcast. We've actually hashed our beef in real life before, but I'd like to go back. So I'm going back and I'm reigniting the beef right now. So then we can resolve it on the podcast.
You know what that is, fellas? That's cool for the sport.
Content.
Maybe if Reed came to the OEC Gala, though, he would have come sick at like Emma Bays.
Honestly.
Yeah, see, Emma did something smart. She had fun and she ripped it. Whereas if Reed was like...
Reed was not
present. He was too
OEC
serious.
Gala.
If he came and had, you know, came and hang out with the boys, maybe he would have run, you know?
It's true.
Had Jordy make him a drink? I don't know.
Hey, no. Oh, the French 75, right?
Wow.
Make him together.
That was all mine.
That was not all you.
He's the one that came up with the idea for that drink. Right?
Yeah, but I was making them as well.
Yeah.
I was making them as well.
We've got a couple of bartenders over here.
A couple of
retired.
But moving on, this past week, we had a very special few days where it was a very busy few days, but there was kind of a bit of an event for us and the other on people here, a bit of like an on summit where about 10 people from the team in Zurich flew in here to Boulder, and we had like a bunch of like kind of like workshop type things about a lot of it was about product, and then we also just like did a lot of fun stuff with them. We had a good 3 days, so that was pretty cool. So why don't we, I don't know what we can we probably can't really talk about product stuff except that like it was
I think the coolest thing about this though is that this team that's been assembled by On is like 6 weeks they've been on the job, and they're like literally trying to revamp like all this different type of product, and they all have they're all very ambitious. They all seem to be working very like they're very much invested and excited about what they're going to do, and that makes us very excited as the athlete, and to be able to have that relationship with them that we were able to have in the past few days at the summit was something very special. I think not many brands can do that.
I think also that like the what we were kind of what was implied when we signed, or I don't know if promise is the right word, but there's a lot of talk about having a team of like a team of athletes, but also like having people at the brand dedicated to creating products for us and like performance shoes, etc.
I mean,
Spikes and flats, and it is kind of actually happening.
Happening, baby, which is sweet.
I just thought it was cool to see, like, I guess the personalities and like the different people that are, I guess, working on these shoes, and not only like have like a professional relationship with them, but also like
we're personal friends, you know?
So like it was
when
actually
we're running in them, like we'll actually know like who built. The
yeah,
shoe.
I was like, oh like, wow, like this is like yeah. So
yeah, we got to see some really cool prototypes, like some really interesting ideas
that
so
you guys cannot know about.
Hopefully we'll be racing in them in like
a year,
next season,
a year maybe,
even next season. Hopefully, I think they want to get us.
The one thing I thought was cool, and I know it's very corny, was that goals thing that we did with them as well, reading out their goals.
You didn't like it? No. You had a really good goal though.
Yeah,
I mean, I did.
Yours was one of the best.
I know, but it's still like.
I liked it because I thought it gave every individual, not just the athlete, but the people making the products. They all had goals and all had like dreams, and I think
it was a little corny.
It was corny,
so to explain to the people listening/watching, we did an exercise, and literally every person in the room did this, and there was probably like 30 people in the room or something, and you had to say your goals for next year, and then also like your your career goals?
Yeah, long term like career goals or once
goal or dream, something like
you
that.
You look back on your career and like what's the dream you
what do you want to achieve? Yeah.
So does anyone want to share their goals or dreams with the podcast audience?
No. But I thought like the idea is corny, but I thought it was good because it kind of made us all invested, not just in the athletes, but in the people making the product for what they wanted to achieve with the brand. I thought that was a cool thing. No, that's all I'm going to say.
It was a bit of an icebreaker type thing. It was good.
Yeah.
I mean, it was cool, but I feel like honestly, if in order for people to truly express themselves, it should have been sort of like a, you write it down and then they just kind of see it. Because when someone stands up and they're like, everybody's sharing almost the exact same thing.
You say that, but yours was deeply personal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean,
so was yours, Morgan.
So was mine.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess, I don't know. Maybe.
Okay.
Like
I feel like we're teasing the camera of the people by not telling
them
what
the camera.
The camera.
You naughty camera. You naughty camera.
All right. Well, I'll just say mine then, so people like get a reference. I think my goals for next year were pretty much mostly around like creating like a really good foundation for going forwards, both within the team and with the brand, because like I've bounced around a little bit as a pro, haven't really like found my footing, and so I feel really happy with where I'm at now, and I want to build something that can last for a long term, because like that's what I'm all about, is like doing things that are like sustainable long term. So that's just like relationships, but also like just getting injury free and like starting on a good track for that. And obviously I have like performance goals, but they kind of, the core of it was that. And then my dream was like pretty much to, I can't remember exactly how I put it, but I do remember one of the things that I said was to just have a positive impact on the sport and kind of try and like help people just enjoy it more. Because this is what I said that was deeply personal, is that, and like very corny, is that running to me is like the biggest thing in the world, that like whoever partakes in it, like it has a positive impact in their life and it takes so little from them. So if I can, or if we can like help people enjoy it more and be more into it and kind of spread that, then that's like kind of one of the things that really inspires me both on and off the track. So that was what I said for it. So yeah, it was pretty personal, honestly. I think I felt good opening up to everyone. I think it was fun. Good exercise. But
I'm proud of you, Morgan.
Thank you. I need that. But yeah, and then we had like a bunch, every evening we had like an activity with the people, which was really fun. First night we went go-karting, and I don't think any of us were prepared for like how serious the karting was. Like it was like, it wasn't like your usual crappy.
No, I'm scarred by it.
Right. Yeah.
Blister right here. That's what I'm literally.
Wasn't like your crappy karting. It was like karting that you would do if you're like, I feel like if almost if like you're training to like be like a kart racer. It felt very serious to me.
It was good also because there was a lot of F1 fans on the team. Yeah. And the marketing team.
Honestly, I went into that not knowing what to expect. I told the guys, I was like, wait, why is this so like, they're giving us training, they're going to make us do this, and that. I'm like, I just kind of just want to go ride around in the go-kart. Yeah. But then
it wasn't like a fun thing.
I took it very
serious. It got really serious. Then got you really had to take it serious.
Yeah.
Like we had guys like freaking Jonas, who's like from
Germany,
from the product team. He was just destroying everyone.
He was averaging 31, 32 seconds a lap. And like,
which was quick.
He was averaging 30 to 31 seconds a lap.
Yeah. He was so good. From this house, Jordy was like easily the best. I think guy likes speed, I guess. I don't know. What do you have to say about that? Was it?
Yeah.
It's because he's used to carting around sheep and chasing them around. He's paddocks in New Zealand. That's why.
Finished P3 overall, but P1 on the OAC side.
There's no P1 on the OAC side. There's P1 in the race, and you're right. P3.
Wait,
Kevin and Jonas beat me. Two of the shoe guys, a Frenchman.
I came in, what, sixth overall? Fifth? Something like that? That was sixth.
Because I was one spot behind you.
Exactly, and you were seventh.
I was maybe eighth. I don't know.
Would you finish eighth?
So pretty much, it was like, I was behind Carlos like the whole time.
No, you started in front of me too.
I did. I started in front of you, and then like something happened, and then he got in front of me.
Something happened. No, I don't know what happened, but something happened.
It was like a classic one where like I think I had to slow down for someone, and then Carlos was like whoop and went around me, and then the whole time I was just trying to chase him down, and I could not get around
him. It was funny because he like I would see him coming around the corner, and I was like, oh, he's gonna pass me, but then there was another turn that was really sharp, and right there, Morgan could not figure out that turn.
No.
Like, I would just gap him right there, and he'd catch me, like, on the straights. And
every lap.
Carlos easily had the biggest crash.
Oh, no. Yeah. Ooh, I mean, yeah. This was,
you could feel that crush.
This was Leah's fault. That and was I was actually like, when it happened, I was so mad at her because me and Leah are like very close. And I saw her in front and I saw her looking at me and she knew I was trying to pass her. And her being Leah, she wasn't going to let me do it. Just
and she
to,
was
like,
getting
piss me off.
She was getting the blue flag, which means you have to let the person behind you pass. But she didn't know what it meant.
So, yeah, basically she wasn't paying attention during the training. And like there's people around the course that wave like flags. And if you get a blue flag waving at you, that means someone behind you is going a lot faster than you. So you have to like go off to the right and let them pass. And for like two straight laps, the people kept waving a blue flag at her because I was on her tails. And I wanted to go like pass her because like she was basically holding up the whole race and she would not do it. So then eventually like I was going super fast and she like slowed down. So I had to like put the brakes on really fast. And eventually like because I was going so fast, I was going to rear end her and I just spun out of control. And I basically did like a complete like almost 180 and the person behind me just boom, full speed. Like
Kevin, was
he
Kevin.
Was going, Kevin, he was going full speed behind.
Kevin,
you turned,
Kevin was flying,
and then he just T-boned you.
Yeah,
and it was.
You could
like,
feel it. You could
it
feel
crazy.
It like in the pit area. You could just feel.
Oh yeah,
that
my
collision.
Back. My back was bruised. I like hit my knee, and I was like so mad because those go karts go up to like what 40 miles an hour. So it was a pretty good crash.
Yeah, I was surprised you walked out of it as well as you did.
Yeah,
the guys, I mean, once I got back into the course, the guy's like, "You good?" And I was like, "Yeah, I'm fine." Dude, but then I ripped into Leah right after that, and she got really.
She did not like that. She did not like that.
Yeah, that was go karting. Then the next
night, number two.
What did we do? Was it the
oh?
Avalanche?
We became friggin' big fans.
We went and saw
the Colorado Avalanche.
Avalanche play ice hockey against the Vegas Golden Knights.
That was sick.
Preseason game was hype as fuck, man. I like
honestly, I can't say I watched any of it.
You didn't.
I watched the fight, which was really cool. Like
the
they were throwing hands.
The fight was sick because he was protecting his keeper, and that was like he was just one
for
the boys. For
a preseason game, it was pretty hype.
Yeah,
but I mean, I don't really care too much about hockey, so I was kind of.
Did you think we cared about hockey?
Yeah, bro.
I don't know.
Give
you
it
guys
a chance,
were,
man.
You guys
give
were.
It a chance.
I mean, you had a hockey jersey on, and so did you. So.
Yeah, we're just fake fans, though.
Yeah.
Now we're real fans.
Now we're big Avalanche fans. So go Avalanche.
I was going to say they're playing the jersey Ollie had on.
They're playing the Blackhawks
2 days from now.
I said that if I'd be a hockey fan, I'd either be a Phoenix Coyotes fan
or
maybe the Avalanche fan because I have no allegiance to hockey. So
become Avalanche fan.
Maybe
us.
We'll see if all the boys become Avalanche fans. I'd be down to go to games. All right, squad up.
Sweet, say less. And then the next night was.
The worst.
Oh, no.
Okay, you had fun. You had fun, Jordy.
We went to the casino, and this is like, it's the most depressing place in the world. Like, it wasn't even a nice casino. They gave us like $50 each to gamble. Like, I'm the worst. I'm down so much money in my life at the casino. Like, oh man, my mom's going to hear this. Okay, speaking of, I definitely, when I'm talking on this podcast, I forget that like our parents listen. Because literally,
hey mom.
Literally, last time, what happened was I was listening back to the Waleed episode right after I posted it, and there was a part where we talked about my penis,
and we're gonna talk about it again. Here we go, guys.
And then
dagger dick.
And then I was listening to it, and then I was FaceTiming my mom, and she's like, "Hey, I'm listening to the podcast." And then I was like, "Oh, please don't be up to that bit." Please don't be up to the bit. And then literally, she's like, "Yeah, you were just talking about your penis."
Yeah. So the thing is, my mom enjoyed that part. About
she
you.
Yeah, she enjoyed it. So you, Katie.
You know, it's a bit funny. You know?
Yeah, but so I lost like $150 at the casino.
You lost $100 of your own money.
Yeah, terrible.
Jordy was having a good time by the end, though.
Jordy did well.
Jordy was. You were having fun.
Did you play roulette? What'd you play?
Just roulette.
Yeah, we were playing roulette.
You didn't win anything.
I got up to like. $90, but I didn't want to leave with a positive experience because then I'd be like, "Fuck, maybe I should go again." That was kind of good, so I made sure to lose it all.
You made sure to have
a shit time.
Yeah.
Fuck, never doing that again.
Yeah, negative experience.
Yeah,
out of it.
I also played roulette and I got up to like 120, and then I this is why I don't bet because once I like find success, I'm like, you know what? Screw it. I'm gonna make double the bet. So
that's
then I'm
exactly
putting double the chips and like
exactly
stacking two.
And you can lose money so quickly.
Exactly. And I went from 120 to like zero like that.
Like you can. Yeah, your money just gets wiped. But the one person who did very well for themselves is
this classic guy.
The smiling man over there. Do you want to give how did you do at the casino?
I won almost $600.
Far out.
God damn. It was fun, but the thing is, when you go with a group of people, like with like we had a group of people, we're all gambling. One person in that group is gonna do well. Like it's just like that's usually what happens, and that person like is not always gonna be the same person. So there's like with gambling, particularly like what we're playing with roulette, it was just complete luck. So I have no skill. I'm not a good gambler, but I just on the night I was just my numbers were hitting. I made money, and I just thought I'm getting the hell out of here.
What did you start with?
150. I started with like 150 as well as Morgan. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just thought like once I was up and up and up, and I was like, I'm getting the hell out of here because this is stupid.
Yeah, you were able to pull out at the right time pretty well.
And but that's the thing, like you can just tell.
It's an interesting way that
we went
Ollie's pull out game pretty strong.
Yeah. Good pull out game by Ollie.
Good pull out, yeah.
Do not talk about my pull out game.
Why not?
Because you don't know my pull out game.
True.
No, you did. You did very well that night. You pulled out.
Yeah, but other nights I don't do very well.
That's a little personal, but you know that's all right.
Because like usually I just lose it all. I usually lose it all. So that's the thing.
That was night three.
Yeah, that was night three. I usually lose it all.
The next night we had like a cool event at Boulder Running Company, which was like, it was like on stage and it was like a kind of interview type thing. It was meant to be a celebration of the 1 year anniversary of the team. And kind of just like, this is my takeaway. I'm sure like probably not many people saw it, because the thing is, execution wise, I think the event was amazing. Like I, like being there, I'm like, wow, this is like actually pretty cool. Really well done. But it just wasn't really hyped up enough at all. So I don't think anyone knew about it. And like,
until the last minute.
And yeah. Like it's those events. I don't know how you're going to make something like that work. Like even if it's great, I don't know.
I don't know. I had a feeling that most of the people that attended that event just happened to be at the store and were like, oh wait, there's something going on here. I should maybe stick around for it. And I don't know. I felt like maybe like a third of the people like were there, just happened to be there and just kind of. And then the other third was like the CU team, which, you know, we're very close with.
We had a good turnout at the start. And then by the time we got on the stage, there was like half the people were already left. So
it was like I said, it was also a little hard interviewing so many people, you know,
because I think we had three girls on the start and then Joe went on. And then I think Joe said once he went on, and then we came on, like half the people already left because it was just.
I mean, I don't blame him. It was just long. I wouldn't want to hear us talk anyway. But
as we do a show,
as we do a show. Of us
talking. I don't know why.
I thought it was very well done. It's just it's a very hard thing to pull off, I think.
To get
that fan engagement.
Yeah, I don't know how you do that.
Well, I mean, I think the only problem with it was in Boulder, versus like say if it's somewhere else. Like for example, when we did the same thing. Why was that successful?
Do you think?
In Grand Rapids, because like the OAC isn't from Grand Rapids. So like if they want to go see a couple OAC members, they're gonna go to the one place they can.
You also had Leah and Emily, who are Michigan origin based people. So I'm guessing going back to Michigan.
Sure, cause some fans there as well.
I agree. But
half the people actually went to go see me, bro.
So it was majority of them wanted to see you, not the other two girls on the team.
Exactly. Yeah.
In their own state.
I don't know, man. It's tough to make stuff like that.
What are you doing
work
to my dog?
He's getting a little belly scratch right now. He's loving
it.
He's
just trying to sleep.
He keeps farting. Have you guys noticed that?
Gus smells terrible today.
Yeah, we took him to the dog park.
Are you going
to
give him a
bath? We need to give him a bath.
I'll give him a bath after the dog park today.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was night three, basically.
Night four.
Wait, four.
That was
what is it?
And four. Then, yeah, actually...
And then nothing else happened that
night. Nothing else.
Nothing at all.
Nothing else happened.
But we went home.
We went straight home. straight to bed.
So we got another big topic to talk about.
That's a big topic.
And it's Harry Potter. It's Harry Potter, everyone. Guys, watch out, please. So pretty much...
We must have got really bored over the weekend.
So I think...
After Thursday.
I think Ollie should introduce what this is because he's the one that had the idea.
What do you mean he had the idea?
For the night.
No, he didn't.
I feel like I kind of had the idea. Did you have the idea?
Me and Monson were talking about it like a few months ago.
Okay, you guys had the Jason idea. Ollie looks so depressed already.
when Jason was here last, we were talking about it.
So pretty much what we're going to do for our team is for Halloween is we are going to do Harry Potter-based trivia, like a Harry Potter night, and... We're going to like all dress up, have teams, obviously the houses, and have like the butterbeer and like, I don't
Harry
know,
Potter
Harry Potter food, whatever you do. And yeah, just play like trivia together and it's going to be fun. And so like you know, we got to sort each other into houses, right?
So, yeah, we're using the Pottermore Wizarding World thing. It's basically like the official sorting hat that, like,
everybody uses. So, do you want to just go through and see, say what house everyone got?
Yeah, so I personally, in my opinion, I've always thought of myself as a Slytherin, but the hat doesn't think so, and I've been sorted into Gryffindor every single time.
Yeah.
And I took the quiz 3 times and got Gryffindor, so...
He's a Gryffindor.
Yeah, so basically, but the one that counts is the very first one you get, because then you don't change your answers trying to answer differently to try to get in a different house. So whatever you get the first time...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
Just establish the rules, man.
That's the rule.
Them's
the
rules.
So I got Gryffindor.
So I got Slytherin.
On your first one?
Yeah, I only did it one time.
Yeah, okay.
See, I'm like pretty confident that I'm a Ravenclaw.
Leaves the room.
I'm putting the dog out.
All right. I'm pretty confident that I'm a Ravenclaw, but I got Slytherin, and I'm really happy with that because like 80% of the team is Ravenclaw. And this was actually, we did it on Team Boss as well. And on Team Boss, like everyone was a Ravenclaw as well. So I'm happy to represent Slytherin for this one. Jordy, what'd you get?
I'm teaming up with Carlos, holding down the fort as the only two Gryffindors.
And Alicia.
Monson?
Yeah, she took the quiz. She got Gryffindor.
I thought she said she got Ravenclaw.
Had an old one way back that was a Ravenclaw, but for this one, she took it and she got Gryffindor.
Dude, we're chilling.
I know.
That's a pretty good team.
We're going to throw down.
Yeah.
That's a pretty
I'm feeling pretty good about that.
Yeah. Ollie, what did you get?
Nice work, Monson.
So, are you guys going to interrupt me or am I able to kind of explain what happened?
Well, it depends if you tell the truth or not.
I'm going to tell the truth.
Well, okay, what did you get with your first
one? So, I went on to the...
No, what did you get?
Went on to the quiz. And the first house that I got was Hufflepuff.
So, Ollie's Hufflepuff.
What did I say? Don't interrupt me.
No. Okay.
Let me go through the story.
You asked us if we were
because
gonna
you take you. The test. You take the test multiple times. Not. You take the test multiple times. So I did that as well because I wanted to figure out if I was actually.
That's not how it worked.
And I got two different houses. I got Ravenclaw and then I got Slytherin. Right.
Because you were changing your answers.
I wasn't changing my answers. I was using the quiz. Wait, which also, it changes and it's very
how did
different.
You feel after you got Hufflepuff?
Pretty disappointed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So why?
But let me just explain. I did not change my answers. The quizzes were different and I filled them out and I got Ravenclaw and then I got Slytherin. So if anything, I have multiple personality disorder or the quiz is just bullshit.
But we'll just go with the first one because that's what makes sense, right?
You guys make fun of me for it with the Hufflepuff thing. I... freaking hate that I'm in Hufflepuff.
Yeah, well,
I'm gonna be Hufflepuff.
We don't make fun of the fact that you're Hufflepuff. We make fun of the fact that you hate that you're Hufflepuff.
Yeah, which is fine. You guys can do that. I hate that I'm Hufflepuff, but am I gonna be able to get out of that? No, because you guys will not let me.
Well, the thing is, like, your lookalike is Robert Pattinson.
I disagree with that.
And Robert Pattinson is in Harry Potter, and what house is he? He's a Hufflepuff.
I don't look like.
Another thing we're laughing about the Hufflepuff. Like, the crest has a badger on it. And what school did Ollie go to?
Trinity Grammar School.
Wisconsin. Oh, yeah. Wisconsin. And what's Wisconsin's mascot?
The Wisconsin Badgers.
Well, at
the
that badger. Logic, why don't you just put Morgan in the
Australian
fucking house?
Australian sports person is called
and
the Honey
I
Badger.
And then I went to University of Arizona, and we have a wildcat, and the logo or... For Gryffindor is a lion.
You can't you can't just put these random things in and just expect them to mean something.
Where's the snake in my life?
Exactly. Oh, exactly. It's between your legs. It's between your legs.
You talked about it last on the podcast.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, just a remark. Ravenclaw, I don't look like Robert Pattinson.
It's a bird,
but I will be Hufflepuff because there's no way I can get out of it.
Ollie's
right
being
now.
Way more like
he's
agreeable
being a sore
right
loser
now.
About it. Yeah.
Right.
Well, I have to be agreeable.
This has been an argument.
If
for
I
like
argue it, you guys are going to yell over me and say, no, you're in Hufflepuff.
No, we
are in Hufflepuff though.
We told them yesterday.
No, I got 3 other houses. I could pick any 3 of them.
No,
logically.
We told them yesterday.
Because the last one is Slytherin, and it says Slytherin on my Pottermore thing.
We told them yesterday. That he was a Hufflepuff because that's the very first one he got, and if he's not gonna be a Hufflepuff, we're gonna cancel this whole thing.
That's the deal.
I love it how you guys are really relying on me playing the game, and you wouldn't just do it yourself and then just kick me out of it. You really have to rely on me being there.
We just want everyone to be there in their correct houses, having a good time. I don't know, man.
Correct houses. I disagree with that remark as well.
So what is your correct house?
My correct house.
Yeah.
Well. That's the problem, isn't it?
What's your
correct house? Where do you see yourself?
Where do I see myself? I probably see myself...
You're not a Gryffindor.
Why would you say that?
You're just not, bro.
Yeah, sorry. But why would you say that?
Well,
you got to give an explanation to why you would say I'm not a Gryffindor.
Well, you got to give me an explanation of why you say you're not a Hufflepuff.
Because I'm definitely not...
you're not loyal?
Isn't it loyal and just or something like that?
Yeah, you're not
loyal. Yeah, no, I'm not loyal. Yeah, I'm not loyal.
Really?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, for being a fan of sports and stuff, I don't have any loyalties to anyone.
What about Cronulla Sharks?
Cronulla Sharks?
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't watched a game of theirs in a while.
Fair. All right, this isn't going anywhere. I just want to hear
what
house.
It can go somewhere, but it would go somewhere real.
I just want to hear what house you are.
What house I am?
Like what you
think
you are.
I personally, and you're going to laugh at me for this, I think I'm actually probably more leaning towards the Ravenclaw-Slytherin area.
No, Ravenclaw, you have to be like really smart for.
No, you don't. It's the traits aren't about being intelligent.
No, but the traits are like just.
Is it not, Jordan?
It's not being smart, but it's like.
If you think before you act is Ravenclaw.
Yeah.
You gonna Google it?
Yeah, let me look up these traits. I don't know. Like, I just think Ravenclaw would be your least likely house.
Yeah.
If out of four of them, I could see you being a Gryffindor. I would put you in either Gryffindor or Hufflepuff.
See, I think it was either Ravenclaw or Slytherin. But you guys obviously have that opinion on me. That's very different.
There's such a big disconnection here.
Okay, people on the podcast, can you comment down below what house you honestly think Ollie's in?
No, that's also terrible because they don't know who I am. They don't know me from day to day life.
Some of them might, yeah.
Your mom's listening.
Yeah. Kate the Great.
You're saying Kate the Great doesn't know you?
No, my mom will probably put me in Gryffindor or Hufflepuff, probably.
Okay, well, Hufflepuff, there you go.
No, she said Gryffindor and Hufflepuff.
You said or Hufflepuff.
Yeah, I don't know what she's going to think because she's an individual person.
So Ravenclaws tending to be academically motivated and talented students.
Okay.
They also pride themselves in being original in their ideas and methods. Wisdom, acceptance, intelligence, creativity. I just don't see it.
You guys are really great for my self-esteem right
now. No, it's just... Oh, I'm saying that you're Gryffindor. I'm saying that you're like courageous.
You don't think I'm original or creative at all?
Nah.
Well, I don't know. You didn't have to focus on those.
You don't think
ones.
I'm academically... I don't care about academics?
Not really. Do you?
Yeah. I got a fucking degree at Wisconsin. If I didn't care about my academics, I would have went to NAU Arizona.
This is how mad he is about being
this
a
how. Yeah, he's a... Hey, well, read up.
I'm mad because you guys are just being assholes about it. That's all.
Wait, we're not. You're the one that's making a big deal about it.
Yeah, because you guys are being assholes about it. I want to be in the house that I was picked in.
About it. All right, Hufflepuff. Strong sense of justice, loyalty, patience, and a propensity for hard work.
No.
Are also nice, almost to a fault.
No. Oh, that is not me. That is not me. How am I nice? Oh. I'm not nice.
You're pretty nice.
Dude, I'm...
Yeah, you're
every one of those
puff,
things.
Yeah.
That sounds like everyone I know.
What do you mean?
What?
That Hufflepuff thing just sounds like everyone I know.
It's none of these three people.
So you guys are not nice.
Nice,
I'm definitely not.
Nice. No.
You guys are not loyal.
Nice to a
see.
Fault?
I could see you being Gryffindor as well. Courage, chivalry, determination. I could see that.
What about Slytherin? Yeah.
Slytherin.
Cunning. You're not cunning.
I'm not cunning. Oh wow. Okay.
Ambition, resourcefulness, determination, cleverness.
Yeah. Fit in there.
Yeah.
All right, fuck. I think we need to move on.
Yeah, I mean, we can honestly wrap up. We're already at 70 minutes. I feel like we haven't talked about anything today. We also talked. We did talk about a lot of stuff.
So, moral of the story is, Ollie's in Hufflepuff.
Well, we shall see what happens. We'll see
what
happens.
What else we got left?
I mean, we just have. Well, we don't really have any other thing else to talk about, I don't think. We'll see. I think you have to be in Hufflepuff just so then there's like a nice amount of people in every team. Because we have to make it even anyway. Like not everyone can be. It can't be like everyone's on Ravenclaw. And
someone
then,
is going to have to leave Ravenclaw.
Yeah.
Based we're
on the sorting.
Yeah. We're just going to have to do that just so it works.
There might have to be a trade between. There might have to be a Ravenclaw that goes
to
Slytherin.
You have the least members.
You guys have two.
And yeah. Lou and
Gryffindor has three. Hufflepuff has three.
Who's the other Hufflepuffs?
Emily and Joe.
Emily and Joe Newcomb.
What's Carmella? Husband. She Ravenclaw?
She's Ravenclaw.
See, yeah. I would have guessed that she could be Hufflepuff
that's
as well.
That's what I would have said.
Yeah,
see, what do you think of the fucking test now, boys? Questioning people in houses. See what I mean?
it's fair.
I'm going to let my dog in.
All right.
That's fair, but...
Yeah. We can wrap up.
Yeah,
probably.
Let's wrap up.
It's going to be about making butterbeer.
Okay, so I like butterbeers.
Nice Hufflepuff.
Butterbeers sound cool and they look cool, but when we looked at the video of the recipe, to me, they seem like they would taste pretty disgusting. Cause it's,
I don't know, they look pretty delicious.
It's just so much sugar.
It seems
so sweet. Yeah, no, fair.
Yeah.
Fair. All right, whatever. That's enough Harry Potter talk. I think we're at 70 minutes. We can wrap this up. Guys, thank you very much for making it this far. Hopefully. Next time we have some nice questions in the comments or DM to us, we can do some Q&A at the end. Thank you very much for finally gracing us with your presence, Carlos.
Thank you for having
me. You'll be on the next podcast in about 6 months.
Nah, he's gonna be on every single one from now on.
Yeah, if we pressure him,
we're not gonna let him leave.
I will commit my time to this podcast.
We'll never have another guest.
We don't need a guest if we have Carlos.
Yeah, and then we can just have to get another mic.
Yeah, we're gonna make a bunch of dream guests as well. I've already started it, but if anyone has any guests that they'd like us to get, it, particularly those in Boulder, because then we can do it in person, which is what we want to do, comment that as well. But yeah, thank you very much for watching, guys. We will see you next time. Bye-bye. Adios.